San Antonio has a share of specialized vocational schools that feed into local industries, such as the cooperative program between the Alamo Colleges and the aerospace industry. But some say, overall, a college-oriented culture has pushed vocational training in public schools aside. Johnny Vahalik is the director of Northeast ISD's Career and Technical Department.
We have vocational programs at school districts now across the city, but they have kind of had less opportunity to reach a lot of kids because of graduation requirements, because of the 4x4 math and science. Those kids can't take those classes like they used to.
I think it's an educational system problem.
Greater San Antonio Chamber of Commerce President Richard Pettis says some students are falling through the cracks. I asked Pettis whether the educational emphasis has swung too far toward goals of university degrees for everyone.
Well, I would say, Eileen, that the pendulum hasn't swung too far because clearly we're not even doing enough in the sense that we're not graduating enough people from San Antonio from college. So we need to find that happy medium that allows for whoever it is that's going to high school, that if they choose in their heart that they want to go to college, then the path is available for them to go to college. However, if whatever circumstance prevents them from going to college, that a technical professional degree certification is available for them as well.
Pettis said the high-tech vocational jobs in San Antonio are high-paying, upwards of $60,000 or $70,000 a year. Holt Senior Vice President Guy Klumpner said the sophistication of today's Caterpillar computer and GPS system calls for an equally sophisticated education among the people who use them.
The PGA course up here in North San Antonio was the first time this system was used in San Antonio. So they went out with a global positioning satellite system on some of their heavy machinery, and they knew exactly where to move the dirt and how to move the dirt, and so didn't have to do the surveying.
Holt is supporting local school districts' technology programs with $54,000 in grants. NEISD will use its funding to bolster its electrical program at MacArthur High School. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.